Good evening, Wahoos and fellow ACC sports fans all around the globe. This is Frank Maloney with my co-host Jim Hobgood. Well, the UVA men's basketball team had a busy week. Hobbo winning against Georgia Tech down there on Wednesday night, then losing, unfortunately, badly on Saturday at BC in a brick fest, and then winning a close one over NC State last night that was truly great fun to watch. Will Sherrill and Mustafa finish strong at home. The UVA men's swim team won the ACCs again, only for the fourth time. The UVA lacrosse team edged Stony Brook and then won again against VMI this past Monday. And now UVA baseball took a home series against ECU last weekend. Most of all the other Cavalier sports are having big weeks, and the winter spring sports season has merged. We're glad that you've joined us tonight.
Yeah, the transition part of the year, and the men's swim team, that's ACC title number two for this academic year. Had seven last year, so that's a big target to go for. The thing that impressed me about that, I think not only is that four in a row for the men and four in a row for the women, but I think in the men's case it's 12 out of 13.
How about that?
That's pretty dominant.
You know, Mark Bernardino is pretty humble.
Who, a recent guest on this show, by the way.
He was very humble last week, but I tell you, he has a lot to be proud of.
And he's got a lot of explaining to do about that one year they didn't win. You know, what happened?
How'd they let that one slip away?
At any rate, this is Hobbo. Another great show tonight. We will be joined shortly by former UVA forward Kenny Turner. And then second half hour, and this gentleman really is a legend on the basketball side, Buzz or Buzzy Wilkinson. And of course, he will be the sixth retired number that we will have on the show. So that completes the retired numbers with Buzzy on the show tonight. And we ran into him at after the Virginia Tech game in Charlottesville. And he was complaining a little bit about being the last rather than the first. But at any rate, it's good to finally have him on. And then after Buzzy, we will have UVA head wrestling coach Steve Garland as his team prepares for the ACC tournament at John Paul Jones Arena this coming weekend. There are several ways you can follow the show, and our friend Michael Tusky will let you know that right now.
We encourage call-ins. Just dial 345-0910. Who's Talking is also streaming live on sportsradio910.com and thesaber.com. All of our previous shows are archived on thesaber.com. We encourage you to go on Facebook. Just search for Who's Talking and become a fan. Your questions and comments are always welcome. Just call us at 345-0910.
Well, as Frank mentioned, last night a really fun basketball game as Virginia, you know, it's kind of weird. You were there in person. I had to stay in Richmond, so I was watching on TV. But Virginia jumps out to a 16-0 lead, and you think, hey, this is going to be fun tonight. Next thing you know, it's 18-17 as North Carolina State runs off on a 17-2 run themselves to get right back in the basketball game, but Virginia able to right the ship, get the victory to move above 500 at 15-14, 6-9 overall in the ACC, beginning to look like Virginia is going to be in that 8-9 slot for the ACC tournament next weekend in Greensboro. We'll have more about Greensboro later. Let's see. I guess the BC game you made reference to earlier, that one not so pretty. And then a week ago, right after our show, the Hoos get the road win down in Georgia Tech. So overall, three wins in the last four conference games. So Cavs showing some signs of life late in the season.
Very impressive, in my opinion, what Coach Bennett has been able to do. Obviously, Will Sherrill's broken leg and his ability to play through this injury and then the re-injury is amazing. To have lost Mike Scott for the vast majority of the season and be staring at a chance at going 7-9 in conference this year is pretty impressive to me.
So, yeah, and I'll give you a pet peeve, and I'm not trying to rag on the Hokies necessarily, but every time the Hokies play, there's always talk about the injuries that they've sustained, and they have. But, I mean, you look at the Virginia team, you lose Mike Scott, your best player for the year, after 10 games. Yep. As you say, Will Sherrill has missed a significant portion of the season and probably still not 100%.
And playing, he cannot jump. His leg is
missing. Well, he didn't have exactly – he wasn't David Thompson to start with.
Yeah.
But and then, of course, Sammy Zaglinski misses a number of games early.
Knee surgery and hip surgery.
And I think only recently is he back into – real playing condition, and I thought he played well last night. You know, the last couple of games he hasn't shot the ball particularly well, but he had some great assists last night, did a terrific job running the ball club, and I think the return to what you may call a traditional lineup with Ahsan Sen and Will Sherrill in the 4-5 slot takes a little pressure off of Joe Harris, lets him move to the 3 position, and Mustafa 2 and Zaglinski 1. I thought that lineup played well last night, and that very well may be the lineup that Coach Bennett uses for the remaining games of the season.
Well, very exciting game overall last night. I thought NC State showed some guts because they were almost getting blown out at the start. Sidney Lowe, I've got to give him credit. I know he's embattled and receiving a lot of criticism. He kept his composure even when things seemed to be going wrong all over the floor, and didn't get a bad technical, didn't waste timeouts in a strange way, didn't seem to be berating his players, but overall, a good win for the Cavaliers. I was impressed with Mustafa Farrakhan hitting the big three with about 3 minutes to go, and Will Sherrill hit a bunch of threes in the corners, and I don't think NC State will ever forget Will Sherrill, the former walk-on, making 4 of 5.
Well, you know, and the other thing about Will Sherrill, he knows the open slots. He's smart enough to get to the right spot where he can get the look, and Sammy Zaglinski on several occasions got him the basketball, and Sherrill also smart enough to know, you know, get your feet and shoulders ready to shoot it so that you can catch and go ahead and let it go. And as you say, he made some big shots, particularly early and throughout the game. So he had a terrific game. Nice way for both he and Mustafa to end their playing career at John Paul Jones Arena. And now I think we may have Mr. Turner. Why don't you go ahead and do the introduction?
All right. Quick bio for Kenny Turner. Terrific forward, played at UVA in 1987 through 91. He started 3 years, but not 3 years in succession, which is kind of unusual, and Jim and I will talk about that later. Former co-captain with three other Cavaliers. Interestingly, grew up out in Indianapolis, Indiana, where he says he was without question, that is the center of the basketball world, probably until he got to Charlottesville and started playing the ACC.
No, I think Indianapolis is still the center of the basketball world.
NCAA
headquarters for basketball. Well,
I don't know,
period.
Not ACC world. But anyway, he says football was his first love, so he can't wait to hear about that. I think he really enjoyed playing basketball at UVA. I remember he always had a good spirit about him and the way he moved on the floor. And he was a take charge, smart, heady kind of player. Attempted to play a little pro basketball. We can't wait to hear a little bit about that. Eventually went on to do some postgraduate work down at Duke, which had to be kind of tough being down there at the Fuqua School of Business, being Oahu. And family life, married to lovely Kara, who's a Carolina grad. That's going to be tough discussions at night. And has two lovely daughters, currently living down in Chapel Hill and works for Genworth. So can't wait to hear from Kenny. Kenny, are you there?
I am. How are you guys doing today?
Very good. Very good. Glad to have you joining us tonight. And we've been working to get you on the show, and glad you could finally join us.
Well, Frank, Jim, I appreciate you having me on. Much appreciated.
Yeah, I think all you need to do is have one of your children go to NC State, and you'll have the research triangle covered down there. Yeah.
I feel like we've got it covered already. So.
Well, listen, we talked about Indianapolis. Tell me about the recruiting process. I'm always interested in how people decided to come to UVA. So take us back to the late 80s when you were making that decision.
Yeah, so I was never the top prospect in Indiana, but I went to the biggest high school in the state, and so we had a pretty good season, and that garnered a lot of attention. So I got some looks from Indiana and Purdue, and so having Bobby Knight walk the halls of North Central, that was pretty exciting. And I was blackballed once I decided not to go to not quite blackballed, but I was looked down upon once I decided to go to Virginia and not Indiana. But it just wasn't the place for me. When I had some interesting recruiting trips, an interesting story is following. And during my freshman year, I got a call from assistant coach Jeff Jones at the time, and he asked me to hurry down to the basketball office, and I figured, you know, I know there's something I did wrong, but I just wasn't sure. But there was one of the schools that I visited, not any of the Indiana schools, were under investigation by the NCAA, so there's a lot of things that go on. I was a part of the NCAA recruiting committee also, but I was exposed to a lot throughout the recruiting process, and then even afterwards, as a part of the NCAA recruiting committee. So some interesting stories, but I was recruited by both Indiana and Purdue, a couple places, Tennessee, Louisville, and when I came out to UVA, I fell in love with the place. I thought it wasn't a basketball school; it was a school. So it was, some of the other places that I went to, you were a basketball player and you could also go to school. And at UVA, it was quite the contrary. It was you were a student and you could also play basketball.
Kenny,
so that's what I liked.
Kenny, let me jump in there. What would you say besides that, in terms of your recruiting trips or visits? Who were some of your hosts, and who did you meet, and what kind of conversations did you have with Coach Holland?
Well, again, with the recruiting process, you meet the coach well before that recruiting trip. I had already met Coach Holland, and I'm sure I did. I was heavily recruited. My relationship was most close with Coach Odom. Coach Odom, who went on to coach at other places, but he was instrumental in bringing a lot of players to UVA, not just myself. But so I was real comfortable with the coaching staff, and then also with on my recruiting trip, I met a guy named Mark Cook, who is a lifelong friend. Richard Morgan, who is as well. I met Andrew Kennedy and Tom Sheehy. So, those were the types of leaders I wanted to be around. Drew is a great guy. I ran into him a couple of times in Europe when I played after college. But those were the types of guys that I really just wanted to be with. So it's funny, when you're a part of the recruiting process, you tend to travel. I mean, you tend to hang out, party a lot. For the recruits, and it's pretty enticing for an 18-year-old kid. But when I went to UVA, I didn't go out at all. And Coach Odom said, "Oh, that was a waste of time." You know, he was recounting the story. He said, "That was a waste of time. I spent a lot of time with this kid, and he doesn't do anything. He just wants to sit around and watch TV." And the next day, I called him up and I said, "Hey, I'm coming here. This is home. This is not a party scene. This is a place where I can see myself for the next 4 years." And so it made a lot of sense for me.
Kenny, I think one of the things that Coach Bennett is going to do in his tenure at Virginia is bring players in that are going to stay 4 years and develop. And I noticed, looking at some stats, you had 14 double-doubles as a Cavalier, but they all occurred in your junior and senior year. So tell our listeners a little bit about your development as a player during your four-year career.
Well, absolutely. So I my freshman year, I actually, when I came to UVA, we had some an interesting senior class, and there were some open spots. Again, I mentioned Andrew Kennedy leaving. I mentioned Tom Sheehy leaving. So there were two vacant positions at forward that were open. So you mentioned my sort of non-traditional three-year starter. There was some opportunity there, and Coach Holland sat us down and said, you have an opportunity to play, and I will promise you nothing, but if you work hard, you will be a better man because of it. I give Coach Holland a lot of credit, because I think at the end of the day, a lot of coaches want better players. Coach Holland wanted to create better men, and I think he did an excellent job of that. And he came to my wedding. He's such a solid foundation and inspiration in my life. But you always, you're an 18-year-old kid. I averaged 13 points a game in high school. I was never a star. I had a lot of injuries. But Virginia stuck in there for me, so it was easy to stick in there for Virginia. But I learned to, I learned to get minutes by playing defense. And I was probably a better rebounder when I came in the door, or at least as good as when I left. Just because defense and rebounding take effort, and that's all it takes. So if you want to stick your nose in there and you don't mind, getting it bloodied a couple of times, you can get minutes. And then I learned to become a basketball player junior and senior year. So I think while I didn't have the double-doubles on the rebounding side early on my career either, I think I was probably closer to having those rebounding double figures as opposed to the scoring, which came later as a junior and senior as I developed as a basketball player.
All right, Kenny, we have got to go to the break real quick. We'd like to hold you over and bring you back on the other side. Can you hang with us?
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, listeners, we're talking to Kenny Turner. We're going to take a quick break and come right back for a few more minutes with Kenny Turner.
Hi, welcome back. Who's talking? Jim and Frank with you. We're visiting with former UVA forward Kenny Turner, and Kenny, Frank has a question for you.
All right, Kenny, you got to play with John Crotty, Matt Blunden, Richard Morgan, Curtis Williams, Brent Dabbs, and a fellow who was a rookie in 88-89, none other than Brian Stith. That team really excelled, 22-11 overall, 9-5 in the ACC, and then advanced through four rounds of the NCAAs and made it all the way to the Southeast Regional Final. Unfortunately, ran into, I think, to Michigan, wasn't that the year?
Yeah, the Fab Five, I believe.
So I guess the question is, how did that team gel, and what was it like to be on that team?
Well, it was mixed emotions for me. So after starting my freshman year, I've had a lot of injuries. And at the first week of practice, I tore cartilage for probably the umpteenth time. So I had my, I believe I had my fifth surgery right before the season started. So, and we had such a powerful team coming back. We had a couple of junior college All-Americans and Curtis Williams and Brent Dabbs. We had the coming of Brian Stith, this, you know, heralded freshman. And we had an opportunity to play with all these guys that were gelling over the summer. And Crotty was maturing. Matt Blunden was developing, coming into his own. And so we had, you know, all this excitement. And it really was, you know, a gelling of the team because there were so many, you know, typically when you have a new season, you maybe have, perhaps you have one or two freshmen, and we had that in Brian Stith and Anthony Oliver. But this year, again, with the influx of the junior college All-Americans, you know, it was pretty much a new team. And so I think the coaches did an excellent job of blending the talent. And it was clear that Bryant was something special early on, and it was nice to see. I mean, Bryant was never spectacular. He's like playing. I liken it now to there's some guys I've taken up golf, and there's some guys that are really good golfers that I play with. But they, you know, they'll score, you know, par or one under at the end of the day, and they don't do anything spectacular, but everything they do is pretty darn good. That's how Bryant went. That's how it was like playing next to Brian Stith. And so, you know, even as a freshman, his spirit, along with the spirit of some of our other leaders, sort of carried that team. And we just, you know, we played like the team plays today. It is, we weren't the most talented team, but we always play hard, we always play smart, and we always play together. And that, at the end of the day, you know, whether we won or lost, I mean, that we were comfortable as long as we did those three things. So it's nice to recollect on those times of old. And it's also nice to see the team. I know, you know, the team didn't meet the expectations because there were some challenges this year. But it's nice to see that Tony Bennett has brought that type of basketball back to UVA, and look forward to, you know, many years of success to come.
Yeah, Kenny, let me expand upon that. We got a hard break at the bottom of the hour, so we're going to have to let you go. But I did want to ask you about Coach Bennett, and you said you came to Virginia as one who played defense and worked the glass. So I assume you'd feel very comfortable in the Tony Bennett system.
Absolutely. I mean, that's one way, and for a lot of, you know, high schoolers out there, that's one way. There will always be others that can shoot better than you and dribble better than you and pass better than you. But if you play defense and hustle and hit the glass and put a body on people, then you can find yourself to get minutes, and perhaps you can become a better basketball player in the process. So, yeah, he'd be a great coach to play for.
Yeah, very similar to Coach Holland in many ways.
Very much. So, you know, Coach Holland was fun to play for, but he was, you know, not the most demanding coaches, but there were some things that he expected. And when you hit the floor, he expected you to play hard, to give it all you have, and to leave it on the court. And it was, you know, I have tremendous memories of him and a large group of guys that I played with because of that.
Kenny, last question. What was your favorite moment as a Cavalier athlete?
It was probably watching, it was almost in awe watching, watching Brian Stith score either 17 or 19 points. We were playing an away game against Notre Dame, and it was, you know, I say most things that Brian did were not amazing. They were just, he did a lot of things very well. But that was actually amazing, that he took over a game, and I've never seen that happen before. And I look forward to seeing it again by somebody else.
Well, the reason you had not seen it happen before, you didn't see me play. Well, at any rate, Kenny, we really appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us tonight. We look forward to having you back. Now that we know how to get in touch with you, we'll definitely have to have you back on the show in either future weeks or seasons.
Sounds great. Well, I appreciate it.
All right, Kenny Turner, former UVA forward. We're going to go to the bottom of the hour break. Don't forget, when we come back, speaking of legends, Buzz Wilkinson will join us after these messages.